Come and take it if you want it. Come and take it if you think you can. Come and take it, but we'll warn you, you'll have to pry it from our cold dead hands. We want the freedom that God gave us, so you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it. One shot at a time.
1-866-823-1077. Second Amendment Tuesdays continues with Attorney Penny Dean here on Bulldog Live. I am your host, Bulldog Brian Tilton, on the pulse. Penny, we're talking about this House Bill 235 and some of the problems that are wrong with it. Because there's the potential that this bill could inadvertently set up gun-free zones.
And not only that, I think it encourages it and suggests it. You know, and the bottom line is, why in the world would you want to do that? And why would you want to statutorily exempt? The other thing is, there is one part in there, and again, I don't have it in front of me, that talks about certain types of services. And what if every town contracted out all their services to private entities? You could have gun-free zones in towns, and they could get around RSA 159-26, which is state regulation of firearms.
Let's use the Verizon Wireless Arena as an example.
Absolutely. The Manchester City of Manchester got around it. They said, oh, we don't do that. We lease that to this private entity, and that's what they do.
Mm-hmm. Because if it was owned and if it was operated by the City of Manchester, then they couldn't prohibit firearms in there.
Absolutely could not.
Okay.
Absolutely could not. And so I see, and again, it's a couple down from the provisions you were talking about, what if this private entity, what if all the towns that are anti-gun, and there's a few of them, okay, the anti-firearm towns, if they leased their property or leased their services to private entities, what they could do is get around the, like I said, RSA 159-26 that everyone worked so hard to pass to get things in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in other words, they could essentially make gun-free zones of all these town buildings that we fought so hard to allow people to do their business and carry and protect themselves.
Right. Right.
And I think that bill and HB 330 is one of the cases where kill the bill, because we need good bills that protect firearm owners' rights. But if we got to start from scratch and throw out so many things, we may as well just introduce a new bill to do what we needed to do.
Gotcha. Penny Dean, now these are all tomorrow, right?
They're all tomorrow. They're in before Criminal Justice and Public Safety, which is room 204, I believe. They start, I believe, at 9 a.m. and go through till probably 2 or 3 o'clock.
Yes, because wow. House Bill 235, this most recent one we were talking about, begins...
1 o'clock, maybe?
Actually, no, Penny, I have this, actually, looking at this docket here, it's on Thursday at 1:45.
Okay, didn't I say everything's tomorrow? Oh, I am so, so sorry. In my mind, today is Wednesday. Let me.
That's right. I'm still thinking it's Monday because I wasn't here. So we're in good company.
Oh my God! I apologize to everybody who. No, it is. All these bills start Thursday at 9 a.m. And for some reason, to me, today's Wednesday, so tomorrow's Thursday. Don't believe a word I just said. Other than the bills are bad, but all the times that these bills are heard starting Thursday, the 24th,
and it begins at 10 a.m. on House Bill 330.
Oh, 10 a.m. is 3:30. Okay.
Yep, on House Bill 330, which is Jen Coffey's bill, and that is in the Legislative Office Building, Room 204, before the House Criminal Justice and Public Safety Committee. Oh, you know, this is going to be fun, because if they're hearing House Bill 235 at, wait a minute, now I'm going to confuse myself here, so I'm just going to stop right there. Because there's fixes to SB 500 that are coming up, too, before that committee, but I don't think that one is until... Oh, that's not until March. Okay, got it. All right.
There should be two or three other bills before Criminal Justice and Public Safety.
Can these people stop writing so many darn bills? I can't keep track of it anymore.
Oh, my God. Neither can I. I'm just like, holy crap. And the other thing, a bill that everyone should be supporting, and I think Representative Cunningham is the sponsor, but I could be wrong. It was a bill that was heard yesterday about 1:30, and this bill... I should have the bill number. It was before Criminal Justice and Public Safety, I believe. But this bill would basically make it absolutely crystal clear that towns and municipalities cannot ban firearms. In other words, that the only people that can regulate and do anything with firearm ownership, use, possession, this whole list of things is the state of New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, and it was a bill sponsored, I believe, by Representative Steve Cunningham. It was heard yesterday. And I should be able to pull the number out of my brain, but I cannot. But there are bills like that that people need to be going, like the GoNH's website. They have an interactive thing on their website where you can click on. You can find all the gun bills of interest or related, and day by day learn what is having a hearing when. There's one of the guys, Dave, I call him the computer genius, right? He puts together this interactive list that the legislative committee uses, and they're now making it available to the public.
Okay.
And it's on their website, so you go click on the website.
Which is gencourt.state.nh.us.
No, GoNH.org.
Oh, GoNH. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm looking at the legislative website right now still.
GoNH.org. Sorry. It's what I call the internal super secret grid that they use forever to help people watch bills, because that way you click a button and it updates all the time and it's in bold and highlight the bills that are being heard that week.
Okay, Penny, I got to go. Anyway, GoNH.org. And Penny, what's your phone number if people have any more questions for you?
230-9999.
Thank you very much. Talk to you next Tuesday.
Yes, and kill those bills.